This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Drift Air Freshener, the freshest air freshener with no harmful chemicals. Save 15% off with code INGO15. Prolon, nourish your body with healthy plant-based ingredients that have been backed by science. Save 15% off with code FIT.
Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 655.
655!
My name is Nico Weigel.
Matt Griffin, MMA show by MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. I am a little bit under the weather here.
Yes. So. Feeling for Matt here as he recovers from whatever he's got.
Yeah, the hiv or something. It's like my fourth illness of the year. See if I can keep my streak going once a month, you know. It's all good. In the hood. So what's happening with you?
I don't know. Just got back from vacation. Little sunshine, little beach weather. It's fantastic. And now I'm ready for summer. So bring on the summer.
Exactly. Enough of this 40 degree, 30 degree bullshit.
One of my favorite things I do is I drink coffee on the porch in the morning in my shorts and a t-shirt. I love it when it's that kind of weather.
Fuck yeah.
That's the best.
There's something about that. Just being on vacation and sitting out there and coffees. It's nice.
Chilling. I don't know about you. I have no problem putting my phone away when I'm on vacation. Are you like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I barely looked at anything over the weekend. And then they had a TV in the place. I didn't even turn it on. My wife's parents were trying to flip channels. They're like, there's no channels. Like, does it matter? Like, I'm not here to watch TV or fucking be on electronics.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So. No, I prefer just the more off grid I can be, the better off I think you are.
Yeah.
So, speaking of off grid, how about this UFC over the past weekend?
The fight night that happened March 30th in Atlantic City, New Jersey, whatever we call. So, I don't know. We don't need to talk about any of the fights really, except just
no.
this Chris Weidman, Bruno Silva debacle.
Yes.
I wanted to get your thoughts on the finger gate. So I'll recap it for you from what I recall. First, Chris Weidman, eye poke Silva, right? Then they eye poke each other at the same time, right? And then there looked like it was another eye poke, which seemed to be maybe what ended the fight. And then it was ruled some sort of a decision because they never actually went to the end of a lot of time. So what the fuck is going on in Atlantic City?
Chris Weidman wins.
Yeah, eye poke. He's been training with John Jones.
Seriously. Because he landed a combo eye poke. He did a left right, then the guy went to the ground and then he followed it. And it initially was a TKO win.
Yes.
And then they reviewed it and they're like, oh, this is we gotta go to scorecard. This is a UD for you.
That's right. Exactly. You know, and no matter what, I think there's some people like, oh, they should have took a point away from, like, they were talking about what can happen in this moment, right? They can't restart the fight. They could take a point away and score it from that because they're in the third round. And that's about it. Or they could just stop. And so either way, Chris was winning, I thought, every single round in that fight. So it was like, what was the point of continuing? But still, this brings me back to like the glove situation. You've talked about it many times. Like, I think there's something wrong with the gloves, which is, I mean, obviously some of the fighters can't close their hands. So it must be the glove.
If
the
100%.
Glove don't fit, he must have quit.
Exactly. I don't know why they never pursued it. It's like, they just didn't care enough. Like Bellator did.
Yes.
They fucking changed their gloves.
Theirs are more curved and fantastic,
because it's just I have the gloves there, but from what I've heard, it's rather difficult to like keep your fist fucking tight 100% of the time in some of these fights, especially when you're getting tired. So but I also think it is a legit technique, because look how many times John Jones fucking eye pokes people.
I wonder if
every fight.
It's true. I wonder if they use brand new gloves every time, I think. What if they use broken in gloves? Maybe that would help.
Maybe that's what they need to do is break them in a little bit.
Because they'll bend more easier. You know what I mean?
It's not as stiff. Or you could just use new ones that have the curve in it. I mean, that seems to be the best of both worlds. And they always talked about it and then never delivered on it, which was weird because I thought Dwayne Ludwig had his brand. And I think the UFC wanted to just buy the brand so they could own it. And he's like, I'm not going to fucking sell you my brand. Like, I'll license it to you. And they didn't want to do that. So then they never went forward with a curved glove design, which is weird. So now we're just content to finger bang eyeballs, you know, for the rest of the UFC days. It's kind of weird.
Yep. Actually, one other fight that I don't know. So question, if they post the replay on ESPN's website, are we able to show the video without
post it and I'll blur it out.
Okay. Because there was a bizarre thing that happened between Malkoon and Petrovsky on the undercard where he literally, oh no. What the fuck? Hang on a second. Zoom just changed everything again.
Yeah.
okay. I think I got it. So here it is. So like, there'll be no volume, but he goes in for a takedown, right? And then he like wobbled himself for that and basically led to the TKO. I think his hitting his head on the dude's hip apparently concussed him.
Yeah.
So, and then he's like, where am I? What's happening? Oh, I'm in a fight. Good on him for kicking though. But
yeah,
I thought that was really strange. So
yeah, I haven't seen the shoot in, hit the hip and get knocked out, like knocking yourself out in the process.
Yes, pretty epic from a takedown.
Yeah. So you know. Yeah, I'll blur that one out. Because we got a copyright on last video for, I don't know, sometimes some of those Russian videos. It was one of those videos where it was a 2-versus-1 fight and the ref got involved in the fight. And I don't know, someone put a copyright on our video. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Where it couldn't be, like, the whole video had to be taken down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so stupid. Like, if it's on Twitter, it should be all right. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. So we'll see. I saw Dana White. He was on somebody's podcast. He's talking about Kamaru Usman. He was saying Kamaru Usman is the greatest welterweight of all time. What do you think about that?
What?
Well, he was also, I think he was on the podcast with Kamaru Usman and Henry Cejudo.
Does he have to say that because he's on the podcast?
I don't know, but is that not blasphemy?
Did we forget about George St. Pierre?
Right.
Like, what the fuck? The guy had how many title defenses? Like 200?
A quadrillion. And then he came back and fucking beat Michael Bisping at 185 and finished him.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to be shitting me. Look, he's.
And you could throw, I would say it's Matt Hughes after GSP.
He lost to Hughes and Matt Serra are the only two fights he ever lost.
Yeah, Kamaru, it's horse shit to even say that.
There's two guys
solidly in front of him.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
Yeah, but Dana forgets. He's got to toe the party line and sell the new goods. Keep that train rolling. It's like the new iPhone. We got to make sure we buy the new one every year.
Yeah, that's what they want.
That's exactly.
I think I'm still rocking a 12.
Yeah, I finally bit the bullet because mine died. And it's nice.
Yeah, faster, more battery.
Yeah, lighter too, which is good. So, you know, I like it light. Should we do a little sponsors real quick?
Yes, we should.
All right. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know one man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer? In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer amongst men aged 15 to 35. With April being National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, our friends over at Manscaped have partnered with Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself before you wreck yourself for early signs of cancer. And as always, you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts.
That's right. You don't like making a mess? It's waterproof. You can shave in a shower, a bath, even an ocean, they say. Something you can eat cake by the ocean, I heard. I don't know. Anyway.
In addition to providing the right tools and solutions for comfortable and easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness and giving support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer. That is why they will be donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. I had to double check, make sure. Right. Help save lives and balls by going over to manscaped.com/TCS and sharing their funny, educational Check Yourself video. And while you're at it, grab 20% off and free shipping. Manscaped.com/MMA Nuts, because like a famous American philosopher once said, take care of your mentals, your balls, and your chickens.
What?
I have to Google that. I don't know who said that, but that
really come back to that.
Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch, the unforgettable Marshawn Lynch.
Take care of your mentals, your balls, and your chickens. Nice. I like this.
That's pretty good.
Speaking of which, this episode is also sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance, get that extra confidence in the bad bedrooms, wherever you like to throw on. Listen up, bluechew.com.
Yep, and you can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Process is simple. Sign up at bluechew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Best part, it's all done on the internet. No awkward conversations or waiting in line. And of course, as always, made in the USA tablets.
So it's all about Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free. We use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also sponsored by OneSkin. What do I like personally most about OneSkin? I put the lotion on my skin or something.
And it feels nice.
It's right? Very nice.
Nice.
See,
I don't know. So I haven't tried it yet. I'll take your word for it.
Yes.
But you, across this medium, you look at least 6 months younger.
That's right. If not two days younger.
There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS01 peptide is the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. And they've got several studies to back it up. Matt's been using their products for a while now, and he's hooked. But don't just take his word for it or mine. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and we were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024. And now, for a limited time, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase using the code FIT15 when you check out at oneskin.co. Try OneSkin and enjoy your younger, healthier skin without all the extra steps.
Try it. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FIT15 at oneskin.co. That's 15% off at oneskin.co with code FIT15. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support the show and tell them we sent you. And just like that, back to the show.
Yeah. That OneSkin read, holy moly, that's a marathon. You're lucky I do cardio. I don't know if I can get through that. That's a lot of words. Whew. You know what else is not a lot of words, but a lot of viewers?
What's that?
We were talking about that Roadhouse movie a couple weeks ago, right? I just read that the movie had 50 million worldwide viewers in the first 2 weeks since release. It's Amazon MGM Studios' biggest release in their history, which is, I mean, obviously not as long as other movie studios, but still 50 million. So people are talking about a sequel. They say they liked it. As I mentioned, it was entertaining, but it wasn't the original. So, you know.
Yeah, and I forgot. I think Connor tweeted something out and said if it was released in the theater, that would have been like $750 million or something along those lines.
Wow. Dummies.
Well, I don't know if it does that well in the theater. I think it does that well because it's free to watch, you know. There's a big difference.
True.
Let's see. I saw Luke Rockhold has signed to fight Joe Schilling in Karate Combat on April 20th. So that should be fun. Can't remember the last time those guys fought.
It's going to be a stand and bang situation, I think.
Yes.
Gentlemen's agreement. No, none of that flying shit. spinning shit.
That, and then let's see. Oh, goddamn this new Zoom trying to share a screen. Here we go. Grant Faber returned to the cage. He's facing Jeff Curran in a combat jiu-jitsu match. I didn't know that guy was still around. Huh. The local guy. Combat jiu-jitsu. I believe that's where you could just slap the shit out of them, or you could palm strike people.
Yeah, slaps
open-handed. Yep.
Yep.
Oh, speaking of which, like a quick side note, I just read that Stratford Square Mall is closing.
Yes.
So I wonder where Caprito's relocating.
April or May or something is the last date. I'm not sure. I mean, he had a prime real estate in that place, so I'm sure he's got something. But they're repurposing it, and they're going to try to turn it into like a Streets of Woodfield. That's what I read the development plan is. So a little mixed use, some apartments, like more of a restaurant thing. Somebody bought it. I forgot who. They paid like some $500 million or something for it. Some shit like this. So that'll be cool. So maybe Caprito already has something worked out. He's going to have the penthouse, like in the new structure with glass dome.
I don't know. It sounds expensive because he probably gets a hell of a deal in there now. But
I'm sure.
Maybe he can get grandfathered in, hopefully. Anyway, what else is going on?
Let's see. What do I want to talk about? So Rose Namajunas was talking about her fight in UFC Vegas 89. And she says that, you know, she usually leading up to fights, she gets weird dreams and stuff. But this time she had dreamt multiple times. I think that she lost a fight like three times. It was like she got robbed. And then one of the dreams, she was fighting a dude. It was she got switched to a fight against a male. And so she was like all messed up. So anyways, I just think it's interesting that she talks about this stuff, because I wonder if this happens to other fighters too. Like they have like little weird mental wars that they wage, you know?
I'm sure. I think like, she's very heady though.
I mean, it is a thing that anxiety is a fucked up thing. Like performance stuff, you know, anything where you're performing, you know, like if when I'm about to go, it's getting better. But when I'm about to go play music, like leading up to it, there's a point where I don't think I can sing. And I'm like, why is this happening? Everything's fine, but then something weird's happening, right? It's fucking head.
Yes.
It's her for her. It's the head, you know, makes sense. That dome is important to have. You want to be like Dan Henderson, like you're just drinking your coffee, going out to get the paper.
Yeah, this is fucking
it's gonna be all right, but it's hard to get there. I think she's not that way.
No. And then speaking of mental cases, Ronda Rousey was talking about her fighting career. Yeah. She said, you know, I was forced to leave fighting due to a history of concussions. You know, when I was faster, stronger, more skilled, and had a better understanding of the art than ever before, it was really a hard decision to understand, one that my body made for me. Do you believe her, like when she's talking about that?
No, I think she was a head case from the beginning, you know, and she needed to be the best. She needed everyone to fear her and for her to be the best. She couldn't handle losing. Once that started happening, I think I went all downhill from there.
Yeah, she didn't even give any interviews. She took two losses and then like just checked out and said, fuck all you guys. I'm not talking to any of you. We're okay, weird. And then now, since I think she's done with wrestling and had a fallout over there. I'm not sure. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. But now we're going to claim concussions was the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy it either.
It's funny you brought her up because I have a counter story to that story.
Okay, good.
Gina Carano recently was talking about her fight that never happened with Ronda Rousey. Mm-hmm. And she says, number one, she was confident that she would have won had it happened. But according to her, she hadn't been training in a while because she was doing movies and stuff. And Dana had approached her about it. And then she's like, you got to keep it quiet. I need like six months. I don't even know if I can make 135 pounds. Like, I there's a lot of shit happening, right? So, and he just kind of, according to her, he just didn't have the patience for it, you know? And she was hoping that they could have fought a few years back. So that she's saying, though, it was all because of the circumstance of like her film career and just couldn't get it going. And but she's like, I would have basically beat her ass. And I wanted to get your opinion on that, if you think that was accurate or not.
Debatable. On the feet, for sure. But if she got her hands on her, is she going to be able to prevent like a judo throw takedown?
No.
I don't see it. But if she could keep the distance and pick her apart like Holly Holm did, sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, but her being out of sport for so long, I would give 100% chance to Ronda. Because you can't, I don't know how long she said she was out when we were talking to her. I think it was like 5 years.
Yeah.
5 years of not fucking training, and then you're going to just jump back in for 6 months and think everything's going to, like, I'll be right back in everything. No, not really.
Against the top, you know, right. person at that point.
That's and then just... headline a card in the UFC in your first fucking fight in the UFC.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of pressure. Let's see. I don't even know if I could play. I feel like playing this one's going to get some kind of copyright somewhere, but... fuck it. We'll see what happens. I don't know what this is or where it came from, but here you go. Disney Mortal Kombat.
Oh, damn. That's badass. Somebody's really cool. I love it. Winnie the Pooh. Tigger.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh.
Damn. What do you got here? Cinderella.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if this is a legit thing or what, but anyway, looks fun. I want to see some fatality here.
Yeah.
They probably don't do that if this is a legit thing.
It's pretty dope, though. I like it.
I have three more things. Tweet of the Week, Gale of the Week, and Knowledge.
Okay, so UFC 305, I thought there was something I want to talk about on that. Oh, it's happening in Australia, August 17th. So they just announced that was going to be the thing. So we're going to have to see who they put on that card because nobody specific's been announced yet. But I always like when they go to Australia because the fights are crazy.
Yeah, I think Mark Hunt was tweeting at Dana White, like, you're going to be out of business by the time this fucking card won't even happen. I'm suing you fuckers. Like, wow. Oh, no, Mark, come on.
That's not going to happen. Let's see what else I got. Well, we can start with some KOs. I got one if you want me to start, and then
yeah, go ahead.
Pop it over to you. So here, let me again here, share my screen. That is not the screen I wanted to share. Stand by. Uh-huh. Oh, there we go. Okay, trippy. So here you go. Here's a little KO. Watch if you catch this elbow that's about to happen. It's very sneaky. Look at that. Look at that sucker.
Oh, he like did the splits.
I mean, that was full frontal, right to the face. I don't know if they show it again. Do they show it again? Well, he's very excited. Hang on one second. I think they're going to show it. Dude's still out. I mean, he caught him flush right on the freaking face. Ouch. Go ahead.
Whoa, now I'm big screen. Like, I'm still in the share screen mode. That was weird. Okay, now I hit escape and now I went to regular screen mode. Fucking Zoom.
Yeah, we're having Zoom issues. Pardon us, we're old guys. Technology is...
Well, every time they update it, they fucking change everything.
They do.
God, this is so retarded. So here we go.
Oh, this looks... Oh, damn.
That's when you get deaded.
Jeez, that was like a crow cut.
Just shut off.
Good night.
Yeah.
She's going to need some knee surgery on that one possibly too.
Yep. I feel like I'm about to sneeze. We'll see.
Do you have more KOs?
No, that was it.
I have one more. Check this out. Might get banned for this too, but whatever. So I'll just check. This is the UFC video game. I'm going to refresh it so you don't miss it. What happened to him?
Mm-hmm.
He's like face down.
Yeah.
Ass up. He's
trying to deliver to himself.
It's like
he delivers the facial.
Ouch. I don't even think humans can bend that way. Pretty epic.
Probably not. Let's see a little tweet of the week. I don't know if I can play sound on this. It's so loud. But we'll share. So people are doing these kind of edits now.
What the fuck? Oh, wow, that looks really legit. How do they do that? They can make the guy just disappear off the screen.
Yeah, they're doing fun stuff like that. And then I'm down to knowledge, if you got anything else.
Hang on. I got a couple of strange gyms moves. Let me just share this real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'll just make it quick. So ninja move of the day. Check it out. A little takedown. I'm going to go under and whoop, take the back and then get.
Boy, that gym is disgusting looking how sweaty those fucking mats are.
Like,
oh my God. I'm just seeing the staph infection that I'm about to get.
It's really gross, isn't it?
Yep. Surprised you can fucking up kick like that with being that greased up.
I know. And here's one more coming up. I don't know if this is real, but it looks real. A little Muay Thai, low kick action, and
ow.
That didn't look good.
No. I'll buy it.
I think that's all I got for
painful.
I just have knowledge left.
Yeah, go ahead. Knowledge.
Let's go right to knowledge.
Yeah.
Hang on. Okay, so here I have two. So here's a guy. As in the definition, this guy fucks. Check this out. I can't play sound because of stupid Instagram, but start me up. What does he do? There he goes. He's like, they're good sports. They did start him up. He's going for it. He just keeps going for it. This lady's like, what is happening? Notice how the women are just like not that scared of him?
No.
Okay, so that's one. And then I have this weirdest, officially the weirdest sport thing that I've seen in a long time. Guinness World Record, most pine boards broken between the legs from a single jump. Like, who decided this was, look at this. Oh!
Oh, man. So you're gonna get splinters in your ball sack?
Basically, to break the record, here's the other angle. Oh God. Pretty crazy, huh? Slow mo. Boom.
Yeah. And then all those splinters like going in your femoral artery. Sweet.
Yes.
It's a great way to die. How did you die? Well,
splinter to the dick.
Yeah. And then this is another clip from the video game. Apparently, this is something. I don't know what's happening.
What?
Fucking these weird glitches that keep happening. He's doing his Jesus Christ pose.
Yeah. Totally.
Weird.
Super weird.
And on that note, we'll shut it down. Sorry, it's such a short show. I feel like dog shit.
Oh, good. You're feeling like poop. Rest up. Yep. Feel better. That's been another edition of MMA Notes. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.